Hi there, listener. Before we dive in, I want you to know that this podcast is AI generated. It's crafted from the topics and principles shared in the Bye Bye Panic Anxiety Recovery Program. And while AI helps bring this content to life, the recovery tools and insights remain rooted in the principles that have helped so many people overcome their symptoms for good. Enjoy the episode.
Hey there. If you're tuning in, chances are you're dealing with anxiety, maybe feeling a bit lost in it all, and just looking for some, hope, maybe some clarity.
Yeah, and that's exactly why we're here today. We're going deep into why anxiety symptoms can feel so persistent, so sticky.
We've been digging into some really insightful material, particularly some YouTube talks from Sean Kasum on this very topic.
Right. Trying to understand why they hang around and maybe more importantly, how you can actually start to break that cycle.
Our mission really for this deep dive is simple. Offer some understanding and some actionable steps. We want to keep it straightforward, easy to grasp, and, well, empathetic.
Exactly, because one of the first things that jumps out from these sources is how we try to deal with anxiety sometimes keeps us stuck.
It's like we often approach anxiety symptoms, you know, the racing heart, weird thoughts, maybe that spaced out feeling, DPDR, the same way we'd solve an external problem.
Like fixing a bike or figuring out a work issue. You analyze it, find the cause, fix it.
Yeah, that logical approach. But here's the twist the sources highlight.
It often backfires with anxiety, doesn't it?
It really does. The more you intensely focus on a physical feeling or a scary thought, trying to analyze it,
the bigger and louder it seems to get. It's like putting it under a magnifying glass.
Right. So anxiety doesn't play by those same problem-solving rules. It's different.
It really is. It seems the attention itself is like fuel for the fire.
And we absolutely need to acknowledge these symptoms feel intensely real. Sometimes terrifyingly real.
Oh, absolutely. No one's saying it's all in your head dismissively. The feelings are powerful.
But the insight here is that the way we're focusing on them might be unintentionally keeping them going strong.
And this is where, you know, a lot of confusion and frustration can come in, as the sources really point out.
You feel these things. Maybe you go see doctors, run tests.
And the doctors say, well, everything looks normal, which can be maddening.
Yeah, you're left thinking, but I feel this. What is actually wrong with me?
And the sources suggest a big reason people stay stuck is just that a lack of real understanding about what's happening under the hood, you know, the actual mechanics of anxiety.
The speaker in the videos we looked at shared a pretty powerful personal story about this.
Yeah, they talked about endless doctor visits, specialists.
All while the anxiety was just getting worse and worse, it led to things like significant weight loss, agoraphobia, being afraid to leave home.
Even getting into debt, trying to find answers for what felt like a physical illness.
It really shows how isolating and consuming that search can become when you don't understand the root cause.
And that's such an important point they make. This isn't some rare, bizarre experience. So many people go through this.
Feeling like their body is failing them, searching for answers.
Only to eventually find out it's the body's stress response system kind of stuck in overdrive.
So if you're listening and this sounds familiar, please hear this. You are definitely not alone.
Not at all. And people absolutely recover from this. Understanding is like the crucial first step on that road.
Which brings us nicely to this concept of a stress threshold.
Right. The idea is that life happens, maybe one big event or just a slow buildup of pressure.
And your system just reaches its limit. Like a cup overflowing.
And that overflow moment might be your first big panic attack. That intense experience can then make your nervous system more sensitive going forward.
It's like it recalibrates to be on higher alert.
Exactly. Think about the fight or flight response. It's meant for genuine danger. Like, you know, the classic tiger in the savannah example.
It kicks in, helps you survive, then should switch off.
But with a sensitized system, it's like that alarm is just stuck on. Or it's super twitchy, it starts seeing tigers everywhere, even when there aren't any.
So everyday sensations or minor stresses get interpreted as major threats.
Precisely. And another key point from the sources, don't get too hung up on what triggered that first panic attack.
Oh, that's interesting. People often try to pinpoint that exact moment, right?
Yeah. And while understanding your history can be useful, the real focus needs to be on the current state, that sensitized nervous system that's reacting now.
Okay, so it's less about the original spark and more about the fire that's burning currently.
Exactly. And all those weird, maybe frightening symptoms, the physical stuff, the intrusive thoughts, that feeling of being disconnected, DPDR.
The intense emotions that feel overwhelming.
They're all manifestations of this sensitized system. there are signs that the alarm is ringing, not necessarily signs that, you know, your heart is failing or you have a brain tumor, especially if doctors have checked you out.
That's such a crucial reassurance. So let's just state it clearly based on the sources. If medical causes are ruled out,
there's likely nothing fundamentally wrong with your body's organs. You aren't going crazy.
It's your body's protection system. It's survival mode. Just being a bit overactive,
yeah,
stuck in on.
Which leads to another important distinction the sources make.
Okay.
There's anxiety, the emotion, like feeling nervous for a test. We all get that. And then there's anxiety as this deeper, more persistent stress state linked to survival.
Okay. So it's not just a fleeting feeling, but a whole state of being almost.
Yeah, a state where your body and mind are constantly scanning for threats, reacting as if danger is imminent, even when it's objectively safe.
And this stress state, as we've kind of touched on, shows up in those five main ways the sources identify.
Exactly. Panic attacks, those sudden rushes of intense fear.
The wide variety of physical symptoms, chest pain, dizziness, tingling, stomach issues, you name it.
Depersonalization or derealization, that strange feeling of being detached from yourself or the world around you.
Uncomfortable, sticky emotions like dread, intense fear, maybe even anger or frustration.
And finally, those intrusive thoughts, unwanted, often scary thoughts or images that just pop into your head and are hard to shake.
So it's really important to see anxiety as potentially encompassing all of these things.
Definitely. It helps broaden your understanding beyond just feeling worried. It's a whole system response.
Understanding that really paves the way for this next idea, which I found really helpful. The anxiety umbrella.
Ah, yes, the umbrella concept. It's super practical.
So the idea is, once doctors have given you the all clear on other medical stuff,
you make a conscious choice to put all your symptoms, every single one, under this one single umbrella labeled anxiety.
Even the really weird ones. Or the ones that feel purely physical.
Especially those. The sources use a great analogy like having the flu.
Okay, how so?
Well, with the flu, you might have a fever, cough, aches, fatigue, right? Lots of different symptoms.
Sure.
But you don't treat the cough as one disease, the fever as another, the aches as a third. You know, they all stem from the flu virus.
Right. You treat the flu and the symptoms go away as you get better.
Exactly. And the idea is to approach anxiety the same way. Stop chasing individual symptoms.
Because that can feel like playing whack-a-mole, can't it? You focus on the dizziness, then maybe weird chest pains pop up.
Precisely. It's exhausting,
yeah,
and often makes you feel like you're getting nowhere, or even worse.
So the practical step suggested is actually quite concrete.
Yeah, they literally suggest taking out a piece of paper.
Okay.
On the left side, list out everything you experience. Every symptom, every scary thought, every weird sensation. Get it all down.
No matter how small or strange it seems.
Right. Then, on the right side, you write down your intention. I am putting all of these under the anxiety umbrella.
It's like making a declaration to yourself, a shift in perspective.
It is. It's about recognizing that even the symptom that scares you the most, the one that feels totally unique or unrelated,
is very, very likely just another way your sensitized nervous system is expressing that underlying anxiety.
And the really hopeful part of this is, as you start to address the root, the anxiety itself, the sensitized system,
all those symptoms under the umbrella, even the most stubborn ones, will naturally start to lessen and eventually fade.
Yeah, you're not fighting dozens of separate battles anymore. You're focusing on the one core issue.
So wrapping this section up, the core message we got from this deep dive is pretty clear, isn't it?
I think so. It's that fundamentally, you are okay. Your body isn't broken. Your mind isn't breaking.
You're experiencing the effects of a nervous system that got pushed past its stress threshold and is now stuck in a state of high alert.
A sensitized state. Well, and understanding that changes everything.
Because then the path forward isn't about analyzing every little twinge or thought anymore.
No, the focus shifts.
Yeah.
It moves towards understanding this anxiety state, this sensitivity, and learning how to work with your nervous system to calm it down,
yeah,
to dial down that alarm.
Focusing on overcoming the anxiety, not just managing symptoms individually.
That's the key. And recovery is absolutely possible. Just grasping what's happening inside you is a huge leap forward.
It really provides that foundation of hope, doesn't it?
It really does. And we definitely want to encourage you, if you're going through this, please consider seeking out guidance, further resources, maybe therapy, to support you on this journey. You don't have to do it alone.
Absolutely. And maybe just leave you with this thought to mull over. What if focusing less on fighting each specific symptom and more on understanding and soothing the overall anxiety state? Mm-hmm. What if that's the key to actually feeling better.
Yeah, understanding the real nature of what you're dealing with can be the first step to truly breaking free and, you know, getting your life back.